Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so I'm going to grab Hello? 408 area code. Can you hear me now?
I can. I can hear you.
All right. Guys, can you hear her through my handy-dandy microphone? Do like a test.
Hello?
Test 1, 2, 3.
Test 1, 2, 3. Hello?
All right. Yeah, it's a little quiet. You might have to talk a little louder because this weird method we're doing. But all right, so tonight's show, we are basically, I want to hear, it'll be kind of a fun show, I guess, your either best or your worst crypto story, or maybe you have both. So what do you have? What do you have for us?
I can give you one of my worst stories.
All right, worst story, go for it. Try to talk a little louder, though.
All right. As far as my worst story is having so much fear. When I first started crypto, it was back in 2016, but I was so scared to get in. And I missed so many opportunities to get in.
Wait a minute.
And I
you
would
be... Hold the phone. I have a better idea. I'll fix this, guys. I'm going to call in to my own show as the host. So I'm going to put you on mute for a second, and then I'll put my phone on speakerphone. So it'll be way better. All right, I'll be right back to you in a second.
Okay.
All right, this is how we're going to roll, peeps. Give me a second.
Money of your PIN number.
That was my PIN number. Hello? Oh, come on. Okay. Okay. I'm going to have to call in myself as a guest. All right. It's like, no, you've already called in as the host online. So I'll just...
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Okay. That's not going to work either. Okay. Everybody in Blog Talk, I'm going to disconnect it, restart it again. And this time I'm going to call in instead of using the microphone on the computer, and then we'll be good. So everyone's going to get hung up on, and then we'll do it one more time. I don't know why this is so freaking difficult. This is. Okay. Now. Let's try it again for the millionth time. Oh, my God. What is going on? She's down here. Okay. Are you on the phone now?
I am on the phone.
Okay. Now you guys should hear her a lot better. All right. So you say you have a story from 2016. And what was it, a good or bad?
It is bad, but it gets good, I guess. I am one of those who has been afraid to jump into crypto for a very long time, even though I have been following everyone from you, Bix, crypto viewing for years. I even went to Vegas to meet everybody. So I finally had the courage as a single mom to jump in, and but I have missed so many opportunities to make income to make that, but I have been so scared, even though I'm so excited about what's happening. So now I'm in now, and I'm kind of waiting for that dip to come in, so I can I won't have to work again.
So, I know.
That's a bad story. That many years to be that afraid. So don't be me.
No, that's all I mean. So this is simply your best or worst or both. You know, some people are probably going to say, oh, my God, I got hacked, or I got, you know, you're just talking about wanting to get in. And, you know, there's people who got in and got hacked and then lost it and had to start over again, but they still got in. You know, like, oh, the hell with this. I'm going back in because I know what it is. But so what was the first year you got?
I could have. I would say 2017, and it was a little bit of money, literally like $100, and I had to test myself, you know, sending and receiving back and forth. And during that time, I would just pull everything out, and then put more back in, and then I'd pull everything out because, you know, I would get scared. I'm a single mom, so my income isn't. It's not like I have a lot of extra money. But I have been pulling little by little by little by little money is sitting at a side every week for crypto. And, you know, right now I have a nice little bag and I'm waiting for the November time.
Yeah, I hear you. And every time I want to get back into the market, or I'm like, you know, I think, you know, I want to watch the end of August. Are we going to have this? Is it going to happen yet? But it's like, well, the Hunter Biden thing Moodoo talked about, which we have kept private for now, hasn't happened, which leads to Joe Biden leaving, hasn't happened. I'm going, this is not a positive news story, you know, for markets. So I'm like, when that happens, I think that's when I go, oh, there's my numbers. They finally hit way down. The only question is now, well, do we go way up in, you know, in October, November 1st? And then we drop, because Cliff High's talking about maybe a 90% drop, but by that time we're probably going to be over $100,000 Bitcoin. So, you know, we might only be dropping back into the 20s. It's hard to say, but every time I want to get in, I can.
So once it hits that 90% drop, do we just before that? I mean, we all get out, and then once it hits 90, is crypto over, or do we all sort of jump back in?
Oh.
Or will we be able to jump back in?
The goal is to get back in. Yeah, the goal is to always get back in, you know. And imagine, you know, selling out of something and then it dropping 90%, and then you just buy all the stuff you had back again. But you have, like, you know, basically, like, you know, a crap ton more of those coins again. So your money's still the same because you sold out in the stable coin, and now you're just sitting there. So the market drops 90%, you still got the same exact value in a stable coin. Now that it drops,
so here,
you jump back in.
Here's my woo-woo for you. I had three readings specifically asked about my income. And, you know, I asked, you know, because I'm actually, I lost my job because I wouldn't take the V, no. And I've been unemployed since May. But the universe has been so good to me. I'm not for want, you know, I'm not wanting anything. I'm good. But I asked, okay, how does my money look, you know, this year, and how does my money look next year, without telling them I'm in crypto. And they said, oh, your money looks good this year. You look pretty stable. But they're like, holy cow, January, February, March, you have a whole different look in life next year. Like, you're going to have a different life. And I thought, really? Okay. You know, giggle, giggle. You know, it's just not giving them too much, but I just wanted to get that read. All three of them said the same, that.
And is it three different people?
This, I'm sorry?
Three different psychics?
Yep. Three different financial psychics. And I just asked how, you know, because I want to know if the money's going to go up. They're like, I see you're stable this year, stable. I don't see you wanting any money or needing any money. So I feel that I'm going to be pulling money out then.
has one of them said, oh, I see you pulling money out of your investments or something. You're just taking some of it. But then next year, starting in January, your money is just going to skyrocket, like millions. Like you have a different, like you have, you're going on a different path. So, you know, so maybe now that you've said that, maybe we're thinking that when that 90 hit, that percent hit, maybe I have that opportunity to just flood my money back in there and buy.
Yeah.
So that probably won't happen until the very end. But we're not going to see another run up until the following year. And that's just based on the three psychics that I had, financial psychics. So.
Yeah. And let me just say this there. If this October, November gigantic rise happens and I'm like, okay, yep, I'm selling, you know, I'm taking my money. I'm not selling all my crypto at that moment. If I'm going to trade it, which I will, like the worst thing I probably would do is say, okay, I'll get rid of half of what I'm sitting on right now because it's so high. Like I could probably live the rest of my life happy anyways. But I don't want to get all the way out of crypto. So I'll keep half. That way, if this thing does drop, say 90%, I now have half of the crypto profits when I sold that I dump back into this, which is still huge if it's dropping anywhere even close to 90%. So you don't want to just want to sell every last bit of it. You know, you don't want to always be out of the market. You know, you got to play it kind of
because I've been following you, and you're like, don't do all of it. No, and I don't want to. I only have a certain amount. I'm going to take out what I need to live at least 1 year. Fine. You know, we're going to pay by cash. And then pay off bills. I don't have a lot of bills. They're asking what coins. So I will say I have a lot in Digibyte. I have XRP. I have some Doge. I've got some poop coins like, you know, Shiba. But also I have a VeChain. But my majority of my bag is XRP, Digibyte, and two others that that are not as big. Oh, Cardano. I have Cardano too. But my big bag is XRP and Digibyte. So does that, you know, are you picking up that? Well, whatever, maybe if that's what they're saying. And I'm planning to buy more, by the way. I plan to pick up some more.
Honestly, I think XRP, out of your bag, XRP, I think, and Digibyte are going to be pretty epic. But I think XRP will be the one quicker, obviously, because I think we're getting ready for this big financial reset crap. And then we're going to probably hear, oh, XRP is taking over Swift all of a sudden. Oh, my gosh, it's going to, you know, explode. And I remember I had a dream. I posted this in Patreon, but since I'm live on YouTube, I'm not going to mention the number. But I saw XRP over $3 clearly, and not too awfully far past that, but it was $3 over that, and I got that a while back. That was on kind of the last thing I got crypto-wise. I think that was maybe given to me, and I've been asking and things and haven't gotten anything, so I'm like, well, they're just not going to tell me right now, so I'm just in my holding pattern where I still think we got one more big drop. It'll probably be on the presidential news, which I've said from earlier this year. That's what I'm kind of banking on. It'll be a giant black swan event. I mean, we just had Gary Gensler the other day posting on Twitter, oh, look, I'm going to be on Fox Business this morning at 9:30 or whatever, and he's got his leg sticking out to where you can see his socks, and there's a red bear on his sock. And it's like, oh, bear means low market, bull means high market, right? So he's got a bear, and it's red. Red means down we go. Green means up we go. So it's like, I think he's forecasting, he's telegraphing soon, and I think the Biden event will be our one more chance to get some cheap crypto. And then we go into maybe October, November and rock it up. Now, of course, it could go a little different. Maybe we rock it up in October, November, and nothing happens yet. And then finally, this whole shit with Biden happens, you know, at the end of November, for all I know. And then the market pukes on that news. You know, I just know, like, I know this thing's puking, but when? And I just, like, every time I want to get back in, it's like something in my gut's like, no, just wait. You're already in. You already got other coins you're sitting on. Don't worry about it. I just can't do it.
I ask these psychics just to pick up on the finances. Do you see around it? Like, do they see money coming in this year? But they're saying that I have stable money this year, but the money that's coming in is absolutely coming in next year. So, you know, and they all said it all three different times. So this is where I'm just like, okay, you know, I got to make that move. Just watching everything.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, your alligator during Kingstone. Did you see that story?
Yes, I saw it. I was just uploading videos right before I did the live stream. I'm like, look, the alligator, one of them attacked a guy. Like, holy crap. And, you know, I'm thinking drug him off and killed him. No, they can't even find his body now. But, yeah, that was that's nuts.
Your dreams are legit. So, yeah, that's what they're like, yes. You know, hold on, you know. Listen to Jack.
Cool.
Okay,
all right, well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to take there's a few more people that are in the queue, so I'm going to take a call. Okay. Talk to you later.
Have a good day.
Bye. All right, let's move on to another caller. Oh, I was just about to click on them, and they hung up, son, whoever that was. I think it was like 978 or something. Next one is 602 area code. You're on.
Whoa. You talking to me?
Hey, who's on? Who do I got?
yeah, I'm in Arizona also. Okay, I didn't really have an epic, tragic thing happen, except I wish that I could have cashed in when I was on Coinbase and had a hard time doing it last time. And boy, I tell you, I missed the boat there. But I don't know, maybe I should join that Caleb and Brown, but they're having such a hard time down in Australia right now. I know.
I'm
kind of leery about doing something like that. Are you with Caleb and Brad, or do you have any idea?
Yeah, my initial, when I paid my house off in January, I used them because, like, Binance kicked us all off. There was nowhere else to go, and I wasn't about to pay, like, these swap sites the fees that they wanted, not to mention I'm using a swap site that I don't even know who these people are. Like, for a pretty considerable amount of money to pay my house off. So I'm like, no, I'm going to go with absolutely Caleb and Brown. So I sent my Theta over there. I said, okay, liquidate it. You know, go for it. So they did. He goes, all right, how do you want the money back? And I'm like, well, actually, I need it in, I think they sent it back in USDC or whatever. And then I sent that over to Coinbase and then liquidated it right on Coinbase. There's no fees involved for USDC on Coinbase. And then I immediately withdrew it straight to my bank account. And then, like, I swear the next day it was there, and I'm thinking, it was a lot of money, you know, I'm going to pay my, you know, at the time, about 3 years of living here. I'm like, I still owe a lot of money on this house. And are they going to call? Or, like, you know, is it just they don't care? Nope, no call, no nothing. Like, it was all done through, you know, the phone and two-factor and all this stuff, and it came into my bank account. So it works. But, yeah, I understand the concern about Australia right now. You know, are they going to lock funds down? They're going to lock banks. You can't transfer out. Next thing you know, your money's stuck. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, right now I have not heard anybody having any issues at this present time. But, I mean, I'd be a little nervous myself doing anything with Australia right now just because of their situation. But again, if someone got screwed over or locked out or something, that I'd be the first person they would be calling. Like, people would be emailing me. Patreon, oh my God, Joe, I tried to do this on Caleb and Brown, and it got. They're saying they can't transfer because of blah, blah, blah. You know, they would tell me. But at the same time, they charge a little fee too. But if you do tell them Jason Four sent you, I think they drop by like half of a percent. But if you can get on one of these other exchanges like Mandela, for example, which has the liquidity of Binance because that's who they use, they still have the same old KYC rules, which is if you don't give them any information, besides, like, your email, and I think maybe your phone, whatever the other thing is, mainly email, like, you can withdraw 2 Bitcoin worth of transaction per day of coins. So the fees are 0.1%. You know, with Caleb and Brown, it's somewhere around 3 or 3.5%. So if you're doing a substantial amount of money, I mean, 3% is 3%. You know, that could be $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 if you're liquidating, you know, $300,000-$400,000 in crypto. You know, that is just, you know, I love the guys, but it is a fee, and I understand they're doing the work and they deserve their fee. But after I was able to deal with Mandela, I'm like, okay, I don't want to pay the fee anymore. So next time I'll use them. But there hasn't been a next time because I haven't needed to liquidate anything because, you know, all my stuff's paid off now. But yeah, that is an option. And the thing is with Caleb and Brown, for the super, super new people that are nervous or I don't want to mess up, you know, they're going to give you an address and they're going to say, send us a test amount of whatever the coin is. You do it. They say, okay, we got it. Then you send them the rest. They liquidate it. If you tell them a price, they'll sell it right at the price. Or you can say the price today looks good anywhere around there. Go for it. Sell now. They'll do it. And then they'll not, you know, but let them know up front, this is the coin I want back in exchange for the selling of it. Now, if it's just cash, they can sell it right to cash and then wire it to your U.S. bank account. But with U.S. bank accounts, you can't see, they were going to initially send me cash through a wire transfer, but I had a credit union. And they're like, oh, we can't get the credit union. They have to use an intermediary bank. And blah. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, yeah, it's a real pain. He goes, if you had any other normal, like, bank, it would have been okay. And I go, all right. Well, I was like, well, in that case, can you just send me the USDC instead? So they hooked me up, and I did it that way. Then I sent it to Coinbase, which is an American company, and liquidated. So, I kind of learned that with being on a credit union. So, anyways.
I experienced that credit union thing myself. But,
okay.
Anyway. Hey, Joe, one more thing. Could you put up that Medela and your, what was it? Was it VPN or Nord?
Yeah, Nord. We use Nord VPN. You can use any VPN for the most part, but we use Nord. And then you can use, when you connect it, you're saying connect from Germany or Spain. And then once you're connected, then go ahead and go to Mandela, sign up. Like anytime you ever go to the website, you already need to be on the VPN. That's kind of the rule of thumb, but you only need to be on it to do your thing on Mandela. Once you're done and you take your coins off there or whatever, then you can disconnect the VPN. I mean, you could leave your coins on there if you're in the middle of a trade, you know, and you're waiting days for the trade to execute. Well, yeah, just close the site down, turn off the VPN, you know, use your computer normally. But when you go back in to check on your stuff, you turn the VPN back on and connect back to Germany or Spain. You don't have to do any KYC with them. You leave it at level one, which, again, I think is email. They might want your phone number, and that's okay. Even if it's an American phone number, it doesn't matter. It's mainly the IP address that's connecting that their system looks at, and it can recognize if it's an American IP. So you just go and sign up for the basic level one, and you have access to 2 Bitcoin worth of crypto pooling off, withdrawing per day. You know, at today's prices, I mean, that's almost $100,000 in a day. So you know, should be no problem for most people to deal with that. So it's great because you're kind of anonymous at the same time, and you can get your coins that way, you know, do your trades, and it's super, super cheap for the trade fees.
Okay, so first hook up with the Nord VPN and use that as an IP address for the Mandela. Yeah,
Germany or Spain.
That's basically it. Germany or Spain, I got that wrote down. Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
I'd appreciate it.
That's it.
Put that up on your... thingamajig so I could copy that down. That'd be great.
Yeah, I have old posts. Maybe I'll do a new repost of it because I've got it in there.
Yeah,
it's on Theta. My Theta TV video is on there too.
I'd appreciate that, Joe. I sure would.
All right. Well, I'm going to take another call. Take it easy. Next one. All right, I got caller 801 with a 6 after that. You there? Area code 801.
Hello. Sorry.
Hey.
Sorry. We're here.
What's going on?
You're talking about Caleb and Brown, and we've gone through them.
Okay. It's been
smooth. And I just had a comment that they have changed, and they do have an intermediary now.
For like credit unions?
Yeah, because we went through a credit
union,
and we had a problem with it at first, and I believe it's Wells Fargo now that they go through.
Oh, so they can actually do it without having to make you do it.
Yep.
Cool. Okay. Well, that's good to know. So do you have any stories, or were you just wanting to tell me that?
I'm just trying to think of, like, the Biden, you know, Biden going down. Apparently, there's supposed to be something that's supposed to happen. I believe it was something that has to be done through a EO by, I believe it was the 11th of September, 10th or 11th.
And what's that?
It had to do with some EO that Trump established while he was in office that expires. I want to say on the 10th or 11th of September. So if you're not privy to that.
Not anything to do with the election report thing, is it?
No. It has to do with something else, and I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Okay.
Hang on for just a second. I've got to get my glasses on. I have to ask me. Okay.
In the YouTube chat, maybe they...
So do you think that when it's obvious that he's out, that's going to affect crypto?
Say that again?
Biden, when it's obvious that he's out, whether, I don't know, how he goes away, if that's going
right.
to affect crypto,
well, yeah,
in your opinion.
Been my stance the whole time, that there would be some kind of major political thing. And if certain person's coming back, at the same time, that means the other person has to leave, right? So I'm like,
right.
Basically, that kind of scenario, whether someone's coming back or not, is actually the irrelevant part. The relevant part, in my opinion, would be Biden leaving. And under the circumstances where it's blunder, 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 oh, my God, Hunter Biden news, and then, I got to go away. Like, this is not, yay, market rallies. You know, like, I cannot see in any way that is a market rally event in my eyes.
Okay.
Now, granted, these guys can pull the trigger and do whatever the hell they want with the market. If their plan was to make it go up, well, this is great news. He's leaving and Kamala's taking over. Markets rally. Like, I mean, I guess it could happen. But, you know, if I'm them, I always want to get more of something and get richer and richer. So to make something dump first, like, oh, he's stepping down and breaking news, all the markets are crashing. And then, oh, well, Kamala's going to take over and she's picking so-and-so. Oh, markets rally. So then, boom, they make all this money back after dumping it beforehand.
Gotcha.
So that's how I would play it if I'm them. And that's kind of where I'm thinking this might go, but it kind of remains to be seen, you know. Now, someone said McAfee's countdown ends on 9/17, same day the U.S. Constitution was written, which I actually heard something about that today. So they're just posting that now. So that's interesting. And this guy I follow on Twitter a little bit, where he was talking about the number 193, and he goes, you know, the biggest crypto crash we had in 2021 was on the 193rd day, blah, 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 you know, at the time. And they're saying, well, that number's coming back up again, and, well, what's 9/13? September 13th. So there's the 913 again, instead of 139 or 193, like he says, you know, just backwards. So they're speculating we may have another adverse market event on or about 9/13. So, you know, it's about 2 weeks from now. But for me, one way, even if I didn't come across that, every time I want to just go, maybe I should just jump fully back in. I got this little trade bag, you know, but I'm like, no, just wait. I can't even help myself. It's like, no, just wait. I'm like, fine, I'll just freaking wait. So, you know, imagine jumping back in right now, and then it happens, like in 2 weeks. Oh, my God, we waited 5 months for this stupid thing, you know, and now it happened, and we're already back in. You know, it's like, that's why I tell people, don't get crazy with your trades. You know, take a trade back, make your trades. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't matter. We'll catch another trade. You know, it's not a big deal. But to wait this freaking long, I'm like, no, man, I'm going balls to the wall on this one. I'm waiting.
Yeah, and we were grateful to you because we did lick a little bit of ice cream earlier this year when it was up there high, tea. And, we wish we would have done more, but
I know.
Good.
I should have, could have, would have. We all say that. Yeah, I know. Like, when Theta was $16, oh, I should have sold some more. You know, like, it'll be back there again. We just do it next time, you know?
Okay, my husband
so,
pulled up all right,
I'm
going to
let you go.
Wait.
Oh, go ahead.
It's Executive Order 13848. It's imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. So it is about the election.
Okay.
So if you want to
read different.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. Thanks, Jason.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Paul.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, let's go down the line. Oh, we need 520. Next number is 9.
Snippy.
Yeah. Now hold on, we gotta play a little jam for a second. Yeah, stand by. We gotta play a little jam. Go ahead. You got a story or just a comment, or what do you got?
That's a good song, man. Good story. Took out a loan, bought Bitcoin Cash, got burned, sold it, put it all into Digibyte.
What year?
What
year time frame? When are we talking?
2018. When your original Bitcoin Cash guy was like the guy, the general or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Cobra, the
put
Cobra.
It on Digibyte. The Cobra, that's right, the Cobra. I put it all on Digi, falls down to 3.5 cents. I throw another 2 G's at it. Then I just wait. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to hold it long term. I believe in long term. Because I went to my woo-woo guy, and he picked XRP and Digibyte as the top two. So he's like, but just be patient. And I said, all right. So that was it. I just held it forever. It dropped. So that account had $7,000 in it when it was 3.5 cents. Then when it hit half a penny, I was like, oh, my God, 900 bucks. I'm like, ugh. I threw half a stimulus check at it at half a penny, and I got another, like, 160,000 coins out of it. And here we are, baby. It's 17 cents Digibyte. It's a good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
thank
that
you,
was
man.
Like the
God
new
bless,
record.
Honestly.
Yeah,
what
but hey,
that?
the next thing that Woo Woo Dude had said would be he's seeing it hitting 25 cents, not too far out in the future, but then he thinks there'll be a pullback, and then off to the races again. So that's one that I definitely have some, but I do trade in and out of that. Like I mentioned in the Patreon, I've got a low order in for that, but I don't ever get rid of all of them, so I've got a nice stash of Digi too. But I'm waiting for those big numbers too, and I bought that thing since it was under a penny, while it was a penny, playing around 2 pennies. You know, I got that one dream that it was going to go to 2.7 or whatever. Then it did. I'm like, whoa, and I'm like, it's showing me 6.6 now, 6.6, and then finally we hit 6.6. I'm like, son of a bitch. But I just haven't got any kind of dream, nothing about crypto. They have not given me crap lately. Same with Woo Woo Dude. They haven't given him anything. So I think right now the focus is on, you know, the politics, the country, the world, where that stuff's heading. And, you know, if this thing rocks the hell up in November, December, in October, somewhere around there, man, we got to take
it
profits. But again, I'm not selling my whole bag. There's no way.
Hey, it was weird because a long time ago I asked my woo-woo guy about, you know, finding some gold, and I kind of like fell off the wagon about it for like 3 years, and I just had a dream about, it was just like me going down into a grave, getting a necklace, because I had remembered my family's from Colombia, and there's all these like burials over there where all the, you know, Mayan people are buried, which is like huge plates of gold, but none of the locals touch it because of the whatever the santo stuff, the spiritual stuff. If anyone could go over there and get it and get out of there untouched, it'd probably be you, man. I want to look into
maybe,
that adventure.
But I always ask permission, and I'm actually working on something kind of now that I'm not able to tell anybody yet. Related to that kind of stuff, completely different than my New Mexico stuff. And it ties into that same kind of stuff with like Aztecs and all that good stuff. But I'm hoping that ends up turning out well, but I can't give an update on that yet. But yeah, but I do ask for dreams. I got recently 2 dreams because I'm asking about this thing specifically, and I get this one dream and they show me the flooding, the stuff, and you know, this hurricane was about to do, like just a few days ago before the hurricane.
I'm working the hurricane right now. I'm I'm working the hurricane right now. I'm taking a semi truck over there with relief package stuff. I'm delivering on Friday.
Oh, good. Yeah, I saw some of the drone footage, man.
Badass.
Whoa, it's crazy.
Oh,
but yeah, good. Good for you for helping out.
My boots, then.
So. All right. Well,
hey,
appreciate
I appreciate
call.
You, man. Big fan. Been around for years. The Cobra.
Yeah, baby. Take care.
Later.
All right, what do we got here? Area code 31462. Is that you? I hear you. I hear feedback.
Hey, Jay Snap.
What's happening?
Jay Snap. What's happening,
yeah.
Buddy? I can't believe I'm talking to you. Dude, I love you. I love you,
hey,
dude.
Hey, I've
been
talking
following
to you, man.
You for... I've been following you forever, and I want to say this to all the people listening, and I'm sure you know this and you're aware, bro, but all this prediction and all this timeline thing and the whole remote viewing thing and the Michelle White Dove thing and Ian... I know, dude, I know you and your family, bro, from just watching and listening to you. But this is what I think people need to hear, bro, and this is why I called in. I've been waiting to talk to you. But the timeline for these manifestations change because of people's thoughts and prayers. So when... a forecast is being made, whether it's by a dream of yours or even Michelle White Dove's greatest psychic on the planet or Dick Allgaier or anybody else. What changes the timeline is the collective consciousness of the entire world's thoughts and prayers. That's why you cannot pin it down. People need to hear this because it's like, oh, you screwed up on this. No. Because our thoughts create the future. It's not just right now. I just wanted to throw that out there, bro. And I wish you would reiterate that in your broadcast because people forget that. The truth, brother, because we all have our own realities to live. And whatever your karma is or whatever your fate is, let's say even talking cryptos, oh, dude, I got the wrong one, or I sold at the wrong time, or I bought at the right time. Maybe that's karma, fate, and destiny, dude. Do you see what I'm saying, bro? Maybe you lost out. I don't want to interrupt you. Does that make sense, bro? Because maybe it's not your time. Because I'll tell you what, and I'm on board with exactly what your broadcast is going on with tonight. The the point of it is like, dude, I sold one whole Bitcoin for Theta through Caleb and Brown. At Michelle White Dove's behest. But I'm underwater on it, bro. I'm underwater. But you know what? I'm fine.
Yeah.
And I did
right?
same thing with another a half a Bitcoin with persistence. And I'm underwater on that. But I'm fine, bro. Because the timeline, it's the timeline. I don't freak out about the timeline because the future will change again, just to reiterate to all your friends and fans and all the people I love that follow you and you, Joe, and your family and Richard and everybody. The future changes because of our thoughts and prayers, bro. Please reiterate that, Joe. Is that true or am I off base?
Yeah, no, it's true. We make our reality based on what we think and what we want.
It's a collective reality.
That's really, it's
nothing more than what I wanted to say to you, but I'm so glad just to hear your voice one-on-one, bro. I've followed you for years, and I'll tell you, getting back to the original inception of me following you, it's the silver thing, dude. This is pre-cryptos.
Yeah, you're an OG. You're an OG if you mention silver. That's how you found me. You're an OG.
Dude, because cryptos were not even on the radar other than through Cliff High's web reports, which I was a subscriber of. And, dude,
yep.
And I've held strong. I'll be honest with you. And you never, ever, you said to your friends and your fans and your family, which is what we are, what you said is you gave people the option. If you want to sell your silver for cryptos, that's your business. And I always and I commented it on in the remarks section of several of your videos. No one even within this chat would ever even own a single crypto if it wasn't for you, bro. And just hats off. I know I've been babbling, bro, but just thank you, Joe. Thank you so much, dude. Because so many people are in so much of a better situation. But I tell you what, bro, I have sold some silver. But you know what? I still got a fat stack. And I'm way better off that I diversed into crypto than if I would have just kept putting it into that silver. I wouldn't have done that, though, bro, if I wouldn't have listened to you. And I'm babbling, and I'll let you go. But thank you, Joe.
All right, cool.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for the call. See ya.
All right. Bye.
All right. Before we move on, we need another little break, Jim. Next one. All right, next caller 486. I'm hearing feedback.
I just want to say straight off the bat here, guys, I've got absolutely nothing to gain from making these
the
videos and putting myself out there. Now, just like many of you, I've got a mortgage, and who knows, just by putting myself out there, I could lose my job.
Try them again. You must not be at the phone. 248.
Hello.
Area code 6. You there?
Hello.
You there? I'm here. If you're here.
Hello.
You there?
Can you hear me?
Mira que pasa. Yeah.
How you doing, Joe?
Good. How's it going?
Good. You know, I've listened to you for probably, I don't know, it seems like almost 10 years, but you've been out there a long time. But I just have to commend you for your continuous fight. I'm a little older than you, but I've watched you progress on your show, and I'm glad to sign up to your Patreon and feel a little bit more connected, because when you got kicked off of YouTube, you know, you went quiet for a while, and I was like, what happened to the guy? And
And I go get to tell people, hey, I'm gone.
Yeah, and I've had a couple of readings with Richard and Wu, and you know, and he told me once, he's like, yeah, don't you know why he's gone? I said, no. He says he's gotten too many strikes. So anyway, I do want to commend you for, you know, the cryptos and continuing to battle politics. I watch that, and I appreciate you for all of it.
Cool.
But, you know, I guess my biggest, one of my blunders was back in the day when we got into Pillar. I threw some good money at that, and when it jumped up to like almost $2 or $1.50, I hung in there, and then all of a sudden it went back down to nothing. And so licking the ice cream, that's my experience, you know, because I had like 50 grand sitting there when it was at its high, and I didn't really understand it. I was thinking it might go up to $4 or something, but you know, you're keeping everybody real.
It was on its way, but of course, the whole market dumped out on everybody, so now we had to wait 3 years. But even though other things have kind of, pretty much recovered and some have gone to new highs, for whatever reason, Pillar's still like blah, you know. And they've actually made a pretty good wallet. They've got a decent wallet. Like, they're still doing updates, for whatever reason, Pillar's just not doing anything. It's very strange.
And I kind of feel
other,
like the sense
other
from
coins
the company,
have done nothing.
It seems like the sense. Go ahead.
I say there's other coins that have kind of not really made anything. I mean, just as much as I have nothing bad against Litecoin, but what the hell has Litecoin done in the meantime? Pillar created their wallet. Like, I mean, they've been doing updates to this thing, some pretty cool updates actually, and it's just nothing. You know, and there's other coins that have nothing done to them, and they're doing quite well, some of them, you know. So it's just, I guess, one of those things you don't know. Did I get dropped?
Yeah.
Are you still there? Okay.
Yeah, I think one of the issues for them is they never got on a good exchange, you know. So it's like, I don't know if that's management or if they just couldn't sell it well enough to somebody to take them on or what, but
right.
It's kind of a
bummer.
Yeah,
and I don't have the answer either. Yeah, unfortunately. But, you know, we live and we learn, and we get cryptos, and we ride those up, and those, you only need one. Crazy, you know what I mean? You only need one.
Hey, you know, I had a problem, just so I don't know if other callers, I took some XRP and put it back into Coinbase, and from Coinbase Pro to Coinbase, I moved some coin from Coinbase to Coinbase Pro, and it won't let me now put it back. And I don't know what's going on with that, but I know it's kind of interesting. It won't let me transfer out of Pro anymore. And I have most of it sitting there in Coinbase Pro.
Yeah, you'd have to create a ticket, I think, with that, with them.
Yeah, so I'm a little leery of transferring any more that are outside of Coinbase into it until this all gets cleared up at the SEC and hopefully in our favor. But I just wanted, you know, any other callers to be aware of it, that I had an issue in it, and they froze it. So it's kind of weird. It shows that it's in there, but it won't let me move it out of into a wallet or, you know, transfer it. So, anyway, keep up the good fight. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. See ya. All right. Moving on down the line, son. Like, I'm taking one step forward, two steps back, because I'll line gets a little shorter, then two or three more people show up. 818-93, you are on.
Spencer.
What's up?
Hi. Happy to hear
you.
Wanna
be with Winnis? I want to be with Winnis.
Yeah. I want to be with Winnis. It's a nice way for you to get to know your Patreons.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I signed up the damn Blog Talk again. I think I did a 2 or 3 year thing just to get a little discount. I'm like, man, I wanted to do this like once a month at least, you know, and I'm like, I think I skipped a whole month, didn't do it last month, but like, I need to, it's the last day of the month, I'm like, what the hell, I've got time tonight, let's do it, have some calls, have a little fun, hear some stories, whatever, and call tonight.
Well,
so what's
cool.
Going on, you got any stories, or you just want to chit-chat for a bit, what?
I got stories, I got a blunder, a crypto blunder, and
okay.
I got good stuff.
Let's hear the blunder first.
Oh, really? Yeah, so we can talk about
go.
The good stuff and raise our frequency.
Yeah, so it makes it better,
The blunder was, now I'm really embarrassed because I'm a computer guy like you. I started in 84, so I was a mechanic before that and building houses and all that shit.
So was I. I was auto mechanic and then I got into computers.
Yeah, and I loved it. And so I've been doing it ever since the 80s. But so anyway, I didn't think of myself as being stupid because I was trading before and I knew about all the seed phrases and all that. And the wallet Exodus was they were starting a a stock, like, you know, a coin, and they wanted your KYC. And I sent it in, and it wasn't enough. And so I sent them something else, and they wanted more. And then, you know, send the email here, they send it back. And it was blah, blah, blah. It was going back and forth like that. And it was the day of the Super Bowl, and I was feeling a little bit weird, kind of like, you know, that spooky stuff they had on the Super Bowl was really strange. And
yeah.
And I said, I got this email. Oh, good. They're going to accept it. I'm done. And all we need is your seed phrase. And I wasn't even thinking. I sent it to them.
Oh.
So I know I got tripped. I never thought I'd get tripped.
I know. It can happen to the best of us. I'll tell you a quick story of mine real fast of a screw-up I did. And this probably was, this was in 2017. It was when we were using my Ether wallet to do, like, the ICO stuff.
I was using that.
And,
yep.
And I went on there, and there was one of these that was going to, like, this is around that period of time when any of these coins, like ICO starts, you had to basically get in there within like 10 seconds and do it, or else you like they sold out and it was over. And I'm like, all right, I'm going in. You know, we're gonna do this one. So I'm sitting there, and I was at work at the time, but they let me do stuff like that at work at the time. They didn't care. So I'm like at my desk. I'm like, okay, I got my stuff ready. Got my Ether over here. Yep. Okay. And somehow I don't know how the hell I copied the donation address of my Ether wallet at the bottom of their screen instead of the contract address that I'm supposed to send my Ether to get these coins. So I send, I swear to God, it was, I won't say the amount, but it was $1,000. And I send it, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm looking like, now I'm double checking, you know, because I want to make sure. And I go, oh my God, holy shit, I sent it to the donation address of my Ether wallet. I was like, I just gave them thousands of dollars, but I still had more ETH on my other wallet. So I'm like, I want this damn ICO. So I end up sending my other ETH to myself and then sending that in, and I still was able to make the deadline and get some of the coins. But then I'm like trying to contact them, going, hey, I made a mistake. And I'm like, but you can keep a bit, you know, this much for your troubles. And it was that lady who split off and started her own thing, mycrypto.com, and she's like, oh, no problem, we'll send it all back. I'm like, well, let's keep a little bit, you know, for your troubles, you know. So they did, but I got it back. But I was, like, sweating bullets. I was going to lunch with Frank, and I'm telling him what I just did. And I think I had some of his money. Like, he was like, I want some, you know, so I put it in. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm going to have to lose my money. Plus, I got to put in what he gave me, you know, out of my own stash. I'm like, oh, my God, I just really screwed up. How did I do that? Like, of all people. But I got the email the next day, and they're like, yeah, we'll take care of it. So I was like, oh. But I was feeling that sick to my stomach, feeling that well, yeah. So anyways, I did it too in a sense. I've screwed up. But go ahead with some of your better stories.
Okay, so better stories was I used to hang with Cliff like I hang with you now in the early 2000s. I traded, I was working at for a computer company, and it was getting old, and so I started day trading, and I was doing pretty good, and then 9/11 happened. And,
oh, God.
Yeah, and luckily I didn't lose any money on that. I was out of it, because being a trader really kind of teaches you to live in the future as much as you can, so you know what's coming. And I know that's what you're doing too. That's why Woo Dude and Cliff and then after I made a bunch of money, and then it kind of went away with stop losses and this and that, and you know it cost a lot of money to trade. I was doing it on Ameritrade and taxes and. Finally, I looked at it and I said, oh, shit, I gotta go back to work. So, anyway, I went back into computers. I was living in Southern California at the time. and made money working. So you kind of forget about trading. But I started kind of a deal like you're doing now. It was all in writing. It was a web page called Wall Street Upticks, and I was typing that stuff. And then I was kind of doing this kind of the same thing you're doing, and I was getting tired of it. People were sending me money. That was all right, but it wasn't enough. And I started reading George Ear's website.
Yep.
And that's
well,
who Cliff started going through. Yeah. And I thought, well, shit, he's writing about all the same thing I'm writing about. I might as well just read him and skip the work, you know. And so, because this, what you do is a lot of work. I know you're putting time into, when you do a show, you're sending yourself information, and, well, back then it was in videos and stuff. So
yeah,
even with videos,
I gathered all day.
You're showing
yeah.
screenshots and all that stuff, so I know what you're doing. But anyway, I started listening to, when Cliff split off with George, I was kind of hung with the stock market guy and left with Cliff. But then I was listening to Cliff when he get on with Alex Merklinger on Mysteries of the Mind. Remember that?
I don't remember that one.
No? Ask Cliff about Mysteries of the Mind. Yeah,
okay.
That was a good show. And Cliff would be a guest. That was before he even let on his last name. And Cliff was pretty, keeping it pretty close to the vest at that time. But I just started hanging with you after I kind of losing interest in the stock market, and then I was moving from Southern California to the Midwest, and I wasn't paying as close attention and stuff. But then all of a sudden you stopped doing your politics and stuff like that, and you're getting more into crypto. And I was kind of not too involved in crypto, even though Cliff was saying to get into it. I was kind of a wait and see on it.
Yeah.
And then I kind of doing a business, because when you move around, it's hard to keep a job, because you quit your job and then you got to get another one and you don't want to get another one.
Yep.
So I was doing my own business and making some money. And then I was busy, and then I thought, oh, I'm going to try this. And so 2017, I started, but then my mom was moving out of her house, and it was a big job getting all of that. Anyway, I'm rambling. You don't need to know all that. So I started with Litecoin and those kind of coins. Oh, I bought some Dent, and I got Theta, and it was kind of, my trading was sucking like it did when I quit, so I probably should have Woo Woo Dude see if he can sort me out a little bit. But I got a bunch of Theta at 11 cents.
Well,
I'm
nice.
Happy about that. And
heck yeah.
The Theta is what saved my bacon, because I didn't have it in my Exodus wallet. It was in the Theta wallet.
Nice, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, yeah,
so because some of that wasn't mine. It was my wife's, and I said, ah, shit, I got to get it back. And so I started buying XRP. I got a lot of it back, but it exited right about when, just before it started going up. So I didn't lose that much when I lost it, but after it was gone, it was,
oh yeah,
wasn't so fun to watch it go up.
I know. Yeah, it's a little painful, but you know, you get these lessons, you live and you learn.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So. Yeah.
All right.
Really,
well, I'm gonna move down. I got a line of callers, but I don't think I'm gonna get to all of them.
All right, Joe. I appreciate getting to know you and or you getting to know me, and we'll talk later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Take care. All right, 58577.
Mr. Jill, how are you?
Good.
Good. So I started watching you when you were sitting in front of that green tarp. You remember that?
Yeah, so that was the first house, the foreclosure house.
Yep.
And
yep,
I had a green sheet first that didn't work out too well, so I go, I got to do something else. So
yep,
I found this, like, 90-inch roller shade that I mounted right behind me, and then I rolled it down and put on, like, a shiny green duct tape to – and it worked better. So that was my jabroni green screen. Yeah, so that was way back in the day.
So, like, I've been awake for a long time. And it was kind of nice when I found you and then, you know, Cliff High and Bitcoin Ben. I was like, oh, thank God, I'm not alone in the universe. There's other people out there like me. So I got a story about the Exodus wallet, too. So I've been watching. I bought silver when I first started watching you, and then I got into Bitcoin, had a lot of Litecoin. So August 1st, you know, I had the wallet for years. You know, no problems. I decided I was going to put the mobile app on my phone. And I clicked on a phishing site, and they emptied my whole wallet. So I'll just tell you what they got. They got 2 Bitcoin and 800 Litecoin and ADA. And the reason why I want to tell people is because to be careful, right? So it was like 90% of the money I had saved. But it's not such a bad story. I did have some Stellar that I left on my Coinbase account. So I have that. My friends and family really helped me. Like one of my friends who got, you know, bought ADA at like 4 cents, he gifted me a whole bunch of ADA. My parents gave me money. So, you know, I'm back up to around 35,000, you know, what I have in cryptos. And I have about another 25 to put into it. So I've been watching you and I'm waiting for this supposed drop, hopefully. You know, I've been, you know, listening to
the
Red Baron.
The run.
Yeah, and even, you know, whatever. I mean, so it's just, again, like the caller that was before the last one, he was like, you know, he never thought of himself as stupid, but it only takes one mistake and only takes, you know, one, I guess, you know, I mean, how many people have, all my friends have that app on their phone. No one had a problem.
Right.
So, you know, it's just, I just want people to be aware, to be careful is basically my story. But, you know, but my friends and family really came and helped me, and that means more to me than the money I lost, no matter what it ends up being worth, because I'll make it back, you know, so.
Was that phishing link an email, or how'd you get it? Or
so
Telegram?
I was on the Exodus, and it said, go to your Google, you know, Play Store. And so I went to it, and it looked just like the regular app. You know, so I'm like, click on Exodus. It looks exactly the same. You know, put your seed phrase in. And I was like, well, at first I was a little leery. I'm like, I'm not really sure if I should do that because everyone says not to do it. I'm like, but how else am I going to get the app on my phone if I don't put my seed phrase in because they know it's going to be me, right?
Right.
So I put it in, and within 2 seconds, they started emptying my wallet. And I'm Bitcoin Ben patron too. So he actually had, which I think was very, very cool. I love Ben, too. Divvy Daddy called me up that night, and I sent him the links, and he traced it, and he's like, yeah. He's like, you know, the Bitcoin's off the blockchain. Your Litecoin's still sitting there, but there's no way for us to get it back. And he told me a story. He's like, you're the third person tonight that I talked to, and between the three of you, you guys lost 800,000.
Oh.
And I was like, well, at least I'm not the only idiot, but – you know, I mean, partly where you make a mistake, but people still stole from us, you know, so it's, you know,
right.
I don't blame myself that much, but.
No, I mean,
look
at what they do. They word it right, you know, to get even a person who is smart, you know, knows things, and it's that one thing, you just somehow overlooked it, boom, they got you.
Yeah, and I said, you have to do some, like, there's a report in Exodus that you download and you send it to them. And they basically said the same thing that Divi Day told me. They're like, you know, they sent me back something the next day. They're like, yeah, they, you know, it was a phishing site, and we're going to try to get them removed, which took like a couple days, and it finally got removed out of where I found it. But, you know, there's a lot of smart crooks out there.
Yeah, I know. That's what they do, you know.
But anyways, thanks for, you know, I just wanted to get that out there, and thanks for all that you do, and it's nice to know that I'm not alone, and, you know, I didn't sleep for 3 days, but now I'm calm again, and I'll make that money back.
I hear you. Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, you have to.
All right, thanks for the call.
You know, all right, thank you, sir. Bye.
Take care. All right, now this next phone number looks a little funny. Let's see what's happening here. Got a weird phone number, 61400.
Hi, John.
You there?
Hello.
Hey, I'm here.
Hi, Joe. Ben Thompson from Australia.
That's why the phone number looks a little odd. Man, Ben, what's going on?
Go check your Telegram. I had two things. Thanks for taking the call. There was a video that I sent to you in Telegram of what's actually happening in Australia. There's one right down the very bottom that you haven't read yet.
Oh, I see it. The gathering of people, I see that.
Anyway, I just thought it was cool.
Yeah, it's like about a minute long
video.
So is that something you want me to play right now, or just I'll watch it later?
You just watch it later.
Okay.
So I was having a think about, let's just say, assuming that we have a drop that comes in within the next couple of weeks or the next week, and then we have the big rise of crypto prices into December. I think it was Cliff, or maybe it was someone else. I can't remember exactly who it was. We were talking about what happens if we have a financial crash at the same time and the US dollar starts to fluctuate. What do we do with crypto at that point? Well, I was thinking every single time we've had a crash, we've always had utility tokens that sort of weather the storm differently, or they don't drop, or they pretty much stay stable as everything else is dropping down. Do you remember in one of the Alto reports from Cliff, Pillar was going to have a huge spike at one point, and it was through necessity.
Yeah.
Right? So people needed to use it because of the fact that the dollar system wasn't working properly and all that kind of stuff. What if during that time we could use, or instead of dumping our crypto into USD or USDC or, you know, Binance USD or something, we put it into 1-inch tokens or Uniswap tokens or the BNB token or Pillar, those types of tokens, because they could very well react differently to the rest of the market.
It's possible, but I don't, unless one of my psychic friends or something, or I got some kind of dream telling me, yeah, you know, that's what we need to do. I don't know how to figure out which one of those would actually do that, or if they would do it this time. You know, that's usually the nice thing about stable coins is because they stay stable. They're always a dollar. You just get out, market dumps, you get back in. But the whole reason this market dump might be coming might be actually because of the damn dollar. So all these stable coins, you know, are they going to go wonky? Like, I'm going to try to see if we can try to figure out this thing, you know, through maybe some of the psychics and what they're going to say. Or do we
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't imagine sitting here watching all this stuff go way, 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 way up. Oh, my God, I'm filthy, filthy, filthy rich. And then, oh, my God, 90% drop. And, again, like, we didn't lick our ice cream. So, like, that one thing you could do, though, I don't think would – be a bad idea, which I said the other day, I think, on JC's channel when I was with Penny Kelly and him. There ain't nothing wrong with going into gold, real gold, you know, but you got to get it to yourself.
You're
going to
go to
a bank somewhere
to buy it.
That's the thing. So you'd have to basically liquidate. Now, I think there's actually some dealers that will take crypto out there, not very many, but even so, if you liquidate right away and then do the transaction right away, well, you know, you should be safe, but I don't know. This is going to be maybe a different type of a drop than perhaps what the other ones have been, I think. You know, especially if it's due to the dollar having an issue. All the damn stable coins are pretty much dollars. I mean, I know there's other countries that have a few out there, but one thing that Binance has is Binance Coin, you know. Or you know what another option would be some of these exchanges like Binance or Mandela, whoever, they have their own exchange coin, you know, MDX for Mandela or BNB for Binance. But truth be told, when we've had drops, those things drop too. So, you know,
Uphold has gold and silver on it.
Yeah, but can you actually get it? Or is it just say you got it on your screen? I don't think you
can't find any information about that.
Yeah, I think that's like, you know, it's on your screen. Yeah, you own some gold. Like, okay, how do I get the gold? Well, you don't, but you can sell it. You know, it's like, oh, no, I want the gold delivered to my house. What's that?
It could be okay to sit in, and then you just wait for the drop, and then you switch it out of, you know, that paper silver or paper gold on Uphold into something else, back into crypto.
Right. Or by chance, what if the whole dollar thing doesn't even matter? Cryptos are exploding. The dollar stable coins are still a dollar. It doesn't matter. And, you know, we're cashing out into our bank accounts and doing whatever, or leaving the stable coin, you know, because if the if what we heard the other day, which is talking with Penny and JC and all that, and we're talking about, and maybe some stuff Cliff High said, that this next thing with the dollar, there's like a panic at the end of the year, everyone's panicking out of dollars, and then maybe they panic into other things or whatever. But then I'm trying to think, or maybe it was Woo Woo Dude that said this. I can't remember who said this. But then like January, February, whatever, March comes around, maybe it was like March or April actually, and it's like, oh, the new dollar's here. Those of you that had money in a bank account, don't worry about it. The old money's you in, as a personal citizen, it'll go one-to-one with this. So I thought, well, maybe if that's the case, the old USD stable coins, even if they got wonky temporarily, maybe they're just as good too, you know, March and April, and all of a sudden, you know, if we sold out and sat in stable coin, all of a sudden, oh, well, the stable coins are now backed by the new gold-backed US dollar. It's just, you know, it had a bit of turmoil in the meantime. You know, it's just, this is going to be a tough one to really call how this is going to go. I don't know.
Yeah, it is tough. I think I'll be in a holding pattern until I hear something from some of the psychics, maybe Janine or Woo Woo Dude or someone like that, and really mull over what they have to say before I move here.
Yeah, or here's another or. If XRP is going to be like taking over Swift, and it doesn't matter what the price of XRP is at the time that, let's say, this happens, if we were to sell into XRP and sit on XRP, at the same time, though, if the whole market's skyrocketing, XRP skyrocketing too, you know, but would it last better or would it perform better than all the other coins? Because, holy shit, it's the world, you know, Swift system, so to speak. And when the whole market dumps, again, it should dump too to some extent because it's crypto, but would it dump as bad as other coins? You know, there's all these ifs. So, yeah, I think we need to try to get some guidance from some of the psychics that we know, honestly.
Yeah, and then we can go on that holiday that we're all going to go on in 2018.
Right. A damn crypto cruise, man.
Except it won't be a crypto cruise.
Maybe it floats. It floats over the water with the anti-gravity technology.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to try to get a couple more calls in.
Yeah. All right. Great. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye. Hold the line. 58671. You there?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Joe, can you hear me?
I can hear you if you can hear me.
I can hear you now. There's a little bit of a delay.
Okay.
So I was going to give you a little story, but screw it, because for lack of time, I want to talk to you about XRP and how I have a You have a woo-woo dude, I have a woo-woo woman.
Okay.
So XRP, I'm like in this whole literal Riddler decoding thing. I don't know if you know about the Riddler community. And they do, you know, they give riddles about what's going to happen with XRP, basically. So my team and I have been really decoding their timeline and how they have, like, the Mr. Pool guy, and they give out hints. And apparently something's supposed to happen, like, September 6th, because, like, a popular phrase is the storm begins March 15th. And we decoded that and a lot of other stuff, really, to equal September 6th. But it could also transcend into some kind of event on September 11th. So what we may experience is some sort of hacking, but the storm in Gematria, which is what they use, the numerology decoder, is equal to XRP, actually. So storm is XRP, for example. But it can also be something to do with regulations, in which, when you, like, you may even know, the regulations are meant to take down, like, 90% of the cryptos. And the only ones that really survive are the ones that are based on Flare when that comes up. So really, they're all tied in together, if that makes sense. But just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, and I think Flare's airdrop thing is finally supposed to get going, at least the first part of it, in September or October, they're saying.
Yeah, that's pretty much the timeline. So the timeline goes price, law, then Flare. And Flare creates a bigger price, like the higher numbers we're supposed to see, like thousands or something for XRP. But basically, I think XRP is like, that's why a lot of us are in it together, is it's a union of like the more spiritual community, the people that are really more spiritually minded and want to help, you know, others that may be going through this stuff or, you know, dealing with other geopolitical stuff in the world. I don't know if you've been noticing like anything connected lately. So like XRP is equal to 13, and like many people that buy XRP, maybe even some of your viewers, will report seeing numbers, like repeated numbers. Like for me, it started off 33. And then I went into 13, and 33 you can actually mean Ascended Masters, and you'll see like 333 or 404. And the more you awaken to these numbers, the more you see them, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
The 222
is, it's a message, it's an angel number, but obviously if you interpret it in a specific way, it can be personal for you. But in general, the 222 is have faith, like have faith in what's going on. You'll be okay, and you know, stop worrying, basically.
I have faith that this big drop's coming, J-Snip, and you can feel your back one more time.
So for me, when I see the 222, I see the 666 with it as well. So I'm like, is that a drop? Is that maybe what Joe's saying too? I'm like, I don't know, maybe if I'm just like being anxious or not, or worrying or like whatever. But anyways, let's talk about woo-woo. My woo-woo friend as well. So she also talks to her perversion of spirits. Is basically she talks to Christ and Archangel Michael and the other angels. And she basically, Christ came to us three times, apparently, to all of us, everyone in the world, and asked us whether we're going to take the vaccine. Apparently, you know, everyone said, no, blah, blah, blah. And she sees, like, the people that took it. It's, how will we know that basically they tell us that they took it, obviously, because they're so proud of taking it. And the people that took it will face effects 1 to 2 years in. And that's when bodies, like, just start dropping, basically. That's what she sees with it. Like, if you even, like, have her on her show, you'll hear a lot about these visions that she tells me about. Basically, we're, like, on a council of 13, and we help raise the vibration. There's 13 again. But she sees, like, all these bodies dropping, and then many of the cities, like, something big is coming to the cities in which they won't know what to do with the bodies because there's so many to start dying. And like even Cliff mentioned with the institutions, like, they'll have no more workers, schools as well. That's something I wanted to mention.
Wow. Okay. On that note,
yeah, you basically gotta burn them.
Yeah, I got about 9 minutes left on my blog talk, so I'm got a few more calls. I'll never get to all, but I'm going to try to get to another one or two. Thanks for the call.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, let's go with 978-289.
Yeah, I'm here.
How's it going?
Hey, wonderful to hear your voice. I know you since the green screen too with the green tape. Great fun. Fun. I remember you being pissed about your mortgage and your banker way back when, like, and feeling pissed about it for you. And I'll tell you, every morning I woke up, especially with my kids as they were growing up, now that they're older, but I'd wake up and I'd just sit and listen to your news because it just seemed like, okay, just tell me what's going on. And it wasn't a lot of rambling. It was just the reading the news, and it was fabulous. Yeah. And that's how I had my coffee for years. So thank you.
A lot of people said that, actually, yeah.
That's awesome. It was just awesome what you have created and the people you've pulled into your viewers. You can tell that they really want to do good in the world. It's amazing. And all of your, the Woo Woo Dude, Cliff High, all those guys, a just fabulous group of friends. And I'm in Massachusetts. I can't talk to anyone. So it is fabulous to have you guys to watch. So thank you. You hold me together.
Cool.
One thing I'm interested in, I feel like this is such a turning point right now, especially you remember that, what's his name? John Teeter brought up mad cow disease.
Yeah.
There's something in there.
Yeah.
About that. And, he brought up, Iran attacks, blah, 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 all of that. So it feels like we are at, if we were to just, whether that's just a story, maybe somebody used a computer, an algorithm, came up with a good story, or whether it's real, doesn't really matter. It seems to me, and I remember you reading that, and I'll tell you, you left me hanging. You're like, oh, part two tomorrow. I'm like, oh, my God. Blew my mind.
Yeah, they're all back
at any rate,
on your channel.
Yeah, thank God. I have them on a hard drive, too. I almost wrote you and just said, I have them. I'll find them. At any rate, what I was curious about is, because I see people make notes, you know, your viewers, I feel like they're sort of like, okay, we're all in the same, we're thinking the same thing. So we can actually have an effect. You have so many people that watch you and Cliff and everybody else. We could have a really positive effect if we put the picture out to be positive. And it seems to me this UN thing coming in to save us from our, what are they saving us from, being racist?
God, yeah, right. Who knows?
Crap. But anyway, if that were to happen, that's where I feel like we're getting into that. Ooh, are we getting into the place? The thing that sort of leaves me thinking is, remember he says you can't stay in one spot at the same time? You have to be ready to leave?
Yeah.
That was funky. So hopefully we're on a much better place, but I'm just curious, you see people make notes all the time. What's your thought on that in crypto? Because eventually they don't let people out of the cities, right? That's a strange thing.
Yeah, well, look at what's happening in Australia. They're keeping people locked down right now, basically. And I thought, if I recall, with John Teeter, he mentioned, you know, some of our allies like Australia hated us or something. Wasn't that, don't you remember that part? Like they were not happy with us or something,
right.
Which is strange because what's happening with Australia? Like they're going crazy. I mean, I could see us not being happy with them actually, but I don't know. I think Teeter came, and he even hinted that he was going to deal with the Y2K issue, which there was no issue, so maybe he did. And as he said, that the last thing he said basically was, you know, when he was asked, what would you say to these elitists right now if they're standing in front of you reading this? And he goes, tell them to revel in their something relevant or whatever now, because tomorrow you don't win. And I think he honestly came to help this timeline. And that's why this little movie show we're watching right now is playing out, and certain people are going down like Cuomo. And I think right now I can say, I think governor of California, he's going down. He's not going to get reelected through the recall thing. He's not going to be safe. And if he's not, then that is, in my eyes, we absolutely, good guys, absolutely have control. They just needed to show us this little voting issue that affects the whole world and go, oh, okay,
and then they can come back in and fix the who's going to be in there and not be in there problem. Like I've said from the beginning, I think they put Trump in there. He was offered, hey, we'll make sure it goes right with you, and he took it because everybody was laughing at him. Obama was laughing at him. Hillary was laughing at him because they knew we're rigging. You know, well, I shouldn't say rigging. They have a way of winning, and they thought they were going to win, and they didn't. So everyone's like, well, why didn't Trump do it again? Why didn't he just do it again in 2020? If he, well, because we have to see the problem. And like Woo Woo Dude said, Spirit, why can't you guys are just talking about chopping a tree down. Why can't you just chop the tree down and get rid of it? And they said, we have to expose the roots first. So that's, I think, what's happening. So all eyes should be on Governor Newsom. And if he doesn't make it, in my opinion, like we've said a while ago, we've already won. They've already lost. It's just playing out right now for, you know, for your viewing pleasure, basically, with some problems that we have to deal with. But, you know, that is what it is. So I don't know. I sometimes I look back at Teeter and I'm like, you know, I don't know about that. And then there's other times like, whoa, he said this, he said that. Oh, we're there now. You know, like it's strange. It's a strange world.
It is. It's strange and magical. And you have a great viewership and you have done a fabulous job. Thank you for all the mornings that I could have my coffee and just listen to your news. So thanks so much.
You're
have
welcome.
A great night. Bye.
Take care. All right. I think I got time for one more call, and it's going to be this one. Okay, 520-44.
That's me. You got me?
Okay, you're on, brother. We've got about 2 minutes.
All right, hey, brother, no problem. I'm going to make it quick. I've been listening to you for 6 years, something like that. When crypto first came around, I thought, this thing is kind of crazy. I was more of a silver guy. But I ended up buying something like 7 Bitcoin at $1,000 back in 2017. So $1,000 each. And I'm like, I'm not so sure about this. So when I sold them for $3,000 a piece, I'm like, oh, man, I dodged a bullet. This is awesome. Made big bucks. Now I wish I had those Bitcoin. However, the story is better because in that intervening time, I've put a lot of money into cryptos, done very well, especially with Theta, and I was in Theta, got the free Theta fuel. I paid 20.1 cents for my Theta, and that's fine. I didn't get it at the 10-cent low, but
great.
Very happy with that result. You've introduced me to Cliff High, Michelle White Dove, Jean-Claude, all the wonderful people that, in my estimation, you kind of kickstarted their YouTube, you know, thing.
Yeah.
I want to kind of acknowledge that. But the story is good because April 30th was my last day of work. I just looked at my portfolio value and I said, wait a second, why am I working? And I had a nice paying job. I said, why am I working when I've got 30 times my annual salary in crypto. So I just decided, you know what? Let's manage my crypto portfolio. That's my full-time job. And my wife works still, so, you know, we still got income coming in and so on. But anyway, just wanted to wrap this all up with a cool story for you and just say I call you my little brother because we have the same hairstyle. I'm just a few years older than you. And my wife and I love you. I love you. So that's it. Oh, New Mexico's too liberal. Come to Arizona. We'll welcome you here.
Yeah, there's plenty of stories of stuff in Arizona too, but it's called my New Mexico thing is so calling me. I can't. No matter how bad it got, I'd have to go there still to deal with that because it's too powerful, too important for me to ignore.
I hear you, and I'll be joining you for the whatever adventure retreat, whatever we can figure out when it's going to be and all that fun stuff. I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
All right, brother.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Talk to you later.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Okay.